Roxbury. We're all doing it. The head show. Me, Seth Spotlow, Eddie Bader, Rosie. What is love? I actually like this song. Yeah.
Hoo-ah!
Time for. We went Hadaway.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Let there be no doubt, the most electrifying story of the day. To have a rough day like this, this actually brought a smile to my face to see that that little turd, Michael Avenatti, got found guilty on all counts. Face, what did he say, 40 years in jail?
Yep.
Trying to extort $20 million out of Nike, and that's not the only thing he's in trouble for. It couldn't happen to a better
person.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question. How do you try to extort from Nike? I mean, is there...
Yeah, you just go to them and say, hey, you guys don't give a couple dollars to whatever I'm doing, I'm going to tell the world that you're racist and you're this and you're that. It worked for years for Jesse Jackson. His Rainbow Coalition. Dude, that's how that man's made all his money.
Wow. And the joke of it is, and I learned this at my last gig in Chicago, before I went to Miami, I was working for a predominantly black radio operation, a heritage AM station, WVON, and WGCI, which was the kind of a disco jazz hybrid. And that was a real learning experience for me because it was the first time I was the minority in any situation, but everybody treated me great.
Mm-hmm.
And we would sit around and talk. That's the way radio was then. You know, you may have done a show, but there was a social component. There still is in a way, but it's not like it was. And Jesse Jackson's name came up one night, and they all started laughing.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I thought he was a hero to the black community. And they said, we didn't pick him to be our leader. The white media picked him.
Exactly right, Greg.
He's a, and I can't even say, not even with Rosie not in the room, I can't say the word they used to describe him. And some of the other stories that were ascribed to him. I knew he was a person of low character. Then, in 1984, when he was actually running for president, and here you go, New York. New York, you never disappoint us.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Let me contradict you with that. New York Democrats, let's put it that way, the same people that gave us this idiot, fathead, meatloaf-faced de Blasio and Governor Fredo.
Yeah.
Losers.
Don't
all the
bring
way.
Fredo to the White House.
Yeah. Anyway, Jackson won the New York primary, and he gave one of his impassioned speeches, and they carried it on the RKO radio network. So when the news is over, I asked my newsman for the tape of his clip, and I played it again. And there's nothing wrong with the audio quality, but you could not understand a word he was saying. I said, would you guys interpret this for me? And they knew what I wanted. Mm-hmm. They wanted bizarre, off the wall, you know, play the tape. People would call up with all kinds of goofy.
Yeah.
Well, the Florida primary had been the week before, and his campaign staff, he did not win Florida, but his campaign staff was still organized there, and somebody heard it, and they started calling the radio station before I was off the air. Actually, I was pulled off the air at 9:30.
You're to go straight home and not to talk to any media.
Wow.
And when I left, now, this is 1984, April 4th, 1984. You can look this up probably online. I was smiling as I walked out of the building because I knew how people would react to that. You're going to suspend me over him? You have no idea. And I didn't have to make a call. I didn't have to ask any friends. Nothing. This happened on a Wednesday, I believe. By Thursday morning, they had to hire extra staff to take the phone calls of complaint from people who said, if he doesn't come back, neither am I.
Right.
thousands. We're not talking about a couple of dozen random complaints or something like that. This was every talk show host in town. There were three different talk stations then in Miami. All of them had my back, which was really great.
Good.
Something I really appreciated. And even local black leaders said, this is stupid. We got to have a sense of humor here. So I came out of it with about $10 million worth of publicity.
Free publicity, buddy.
I still had to apologize, which I, to this day...
Did you make your apology rhyme in a Jesse Jackson
kind of way? No, I didn't do one of his infantile rhymes. And then, of course, later the boss said, boy, that was one of the best shows you've ever done. Well, yeah, I mean, it made national news. It made national news. The funniest part about that whole story, all right, that happened on April 4th. I'm suspended, right? And I'm separated from the Looney Tunes second wife. And I'm staying with my friend Dennis Ruby, who had a nice little house in town. And I'm sitting there, and there are news trucks in the driveway and all.
That's oh, wow.
It's weird. It's really weird. But I wasn't allowed to talk to anybody. So he's in the house behind us. That's what the news people are. I'm watching it on TV. I'm looking at my house on television during a live newscast. That was the weirdest damn thing. So, but there was a point, a salient point to be made here. Damn. I've temporarily lost that salient point I was going to make.
It'll come back around.
The way we wrapped it up, I came back the following... I was off a week. And they did not give me the money for the time I was suspended.
Which, you're kidding me.
No.
Now, during that week, did they play replays or did they put somebody in your chair?
They had... I don't know if the guys... I think the afternoon guy came in and did the show with... the rest of the crew.
Did they play as if Greg were sick for this week, or did they openly say we sent him home?
They didn't discuss it at all. It had already become a real can of worms. I know what I was going to say. So that was 1984. When was that? What year was it that we found out the great Reverend Jesse Jackson, leader, example to people everywhere, was a baby daddy?
Well, I think many people knew about it in 1984. But the world seemed to know about it in the early 90s.
Early 90s, yeah.
Yeah. But I think most people knew then.
But when that story did become an authentic news item, I felt so vindicated because I had known what he was doing for years.
That's what really bothered me about, and there's still people like that out there, that they are shaking down people under the guise of, oh, you're donating to a good cause, when really they're just keeping the money. So I love it when people get busted for that hypocrisy. I just hate... Like with Jesse Jackson's case, we all just kind of knew that, so it was no surprise, and he didn't really suffer from it. I mean...
Neither has Sharpton. Sharpton is millions of dollars behind in his taxes.
We'll never pay a dime of it, Greg.
No, and he wanders around, and he's still... And it's the same old story. You guys have been leading this effort for decades now. What exactly have you fixed?
You tell me, buddy.
Have you done anything to improve anybody's life other than your own?
When does Hatton Joseph a queen bee? And not when does Hatton Joseph a bumblebee? What?
You're exactly right, though. Who else's life have they enriched?
Nobody's. Except their own.
Except their own.
For 10. Mr. Electric, by the way, for installations, repair, service, whatever it is you need, all certified master electricians. You never have to think about who to call. They make appointments based on your convenience, not theirs. And that's when they show up. They give you an upfront price. That is what you pay on the work that you need done. 245-1566, 245-1566. Mr. Electric bringing you the most electrifying moments of the day. We'll be right back. It's 410.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store. Formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, We have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Prattville police are searching for the identity and location of two suspects wanted for a theft. They attempted to steal over $2,000 worth of merchandise from Belk in Prattville Monday. The suspects were last seen driving away in a black Hyundai Sonata. If you have any information on the suspects, call 215-STOP. The search continues for a possible downed plane in Pike Road near Meriwether Road. There was an active search after the FAA reported a distress call from a small plane in the area last night. The search was suspended and resumed this morning by helicopter and on foot. Governor Kay Ivey signed an executive order today to form the study group of gambling policy. The study group will gather detailed information to allow the governor, the legislature, and the citizens to make an informed decision on gaming expansion in Alabama. Former Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange is the chairman of the group. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're headed to a freeze tonight, or a little bit below freezing, but the overnight low temperature right around 30, mostly clear skies. The winds died down. Then for tomorrow, nice recovery after that cold start with a high temperature up to about 61, a dry day. And then mid-60s look good for Sunday with maybe some spotty showers somewhere in the area Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening. A little bit better chance of scattered showers on Monday. Monday, we're in the low 70s. I think we'll be in the mid-70s by Tuesday with more rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Well, I know you must feel the same way after all these years you've been able to take. Well,
sometimes when you have a problem, it helps to talk with others who have the same problem.
Okay, Elvis, you got something to share with the group now?
Yes, I do, Elvis. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Hold on, Elvis.
Thank you very much.
Should we order some double cheese pizzas first?
We'll get some peanut butter and nanner sandwiches, too.
That's a good idea, Elvis.
Well, thank you, Elvis.
You're listening to an encounter session at your local El-Anon Center. El-Anon, where chronic Elvis impersonators go for help.
Now, once again, what was that you saying, Elvina?
Well, sir, I think it's time the people stop discriminating against us female impersonators of Elvis. Uh-huh. You know, I got sideburns, too. Thank you very much.
Learn to recognize the early warning signs. Twitching lips.
I can't control my face.
Swinging hips.
I'm all shook up.
Incredible weight gain.
More Twinkies, please.
At Elvis Anonymous, we understand that impersonating Elvis is not a career. It's a disease.
Love me tender. Love me sweet. Give us something to eat.
So please, send what you can to L Anon, Memphis, Tennessee. And thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, no, it's happened to me. Oh, shake up, boy.
There you go, Chad. Sorry I had to wait so long. 416 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I think we should do this next.
And all across the land, they're singing happy birthday to you.
Before that, it's
gonna be a happy day.
Cookies in the oven, gonna eat about a dozen. Then you can hit the hay.
Hey.
I'm
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing. Happy birthday, Seth Spotlow.
Please clap.
Yeah, this is great.
Happy birthday, Seth.
Thank you. I hate cake, and this is a brownie cake that weighs probably 30 pounds. Yeah,
that's the biggest
bunch of brownies
I've ever seen. And it looks like multiple flavors.
It is. There's like there's shaved
caramel,
white stuff, and there's chocolate.
The white stuff, man. That's the best.
Oh, that's man.
Shaved I like white
the,
chocolate.
I like the one with the shark fin on top.
Oh, yeah. It is. That is way fancier than I am. Thank
if,
you.
If you want to put that out in my car, I'll make sure it makes it to you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Eddie, I think that's too much for one man to handle. I'll take half. You take half.
I appreciate that, Greg.
And we'll get it where it needs to go.
Exactly.
Which is my kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the night when I wake up and I'm having a chocolate attack.
That will cure your attack.
That will turn you into a diabetic episode.
He is going to share because he's so sweet.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Yes. How could I not? This would kill me.
Do I look like I need brownies? You don't have to share with me.
Dude, I'm of course, man. How could I not? You're the man.
Does it look like I'm going to ask you if I can have a brownie?
You're Eddie Bader.
I'm having brownies.
EB.
We came up with a new name for you today.
Oh, really?
This morning.
Oh, joy.
Do you remember what?
It'll come back to me.
I don't know. My wife's got new names for me all the time.
It's circling like this.
Yeah.
Are you loading?
It's reloading.
It just seemed like a very apt way to describe you. And but so memorable, I've already forgotten it.
All right.
Sometimes that's the way it goes. Hey, this is
first responder.
That was it.
Yes.
You really? Are the first responder of the real estate business.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty good, guys.
Yeah, that's because you were late.
Yes.
I had to take my boss to get his car. When your boss asks it for a ride, you don't go, meh. I'll see you later, dude. I gotta go.
When you need help, Eddie is first on the scene.
Thank you, guys, man. That's really cool.
This is President's Day weekend. What do we have? There's really if you work for the government, the Postal Service, bank,
the state, the city.
Yeah, you're all off on Monday. Those of us who work in the private sector will be here.
Schlubs, man.
In a way, I'm kind of glad Monday will be sort of an off day because we're going to be still trying to, you know, get our mojo back on Monday. But over the weekend, if you're looking for furniture, if you've never been to Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, they've been there a long time at 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
Spent a lot of money in that place. That's a very nice, furniture store.
60,000 square feet. The thing is, it's deceptive if you're going up Wetumpka Highway and you go past it. It doesn't look like it has 60,000 square feet, but trust me, it does. And that's why I always say wear comfortable shoes if you're going to shop there. Stella is our point person, and this week you can save up to 50% off on everything in stock. The one thing I've noticed since in the second visit after we bought the recliner, the entertainment center has been reinvented to accommodate the larger TVs of today. The hokey ones we had in the 80s where it had like a nice 36-inch square
TV. Right, which was a huge TV then.
Then it was a big TV, yeah. And, we're proud to have an entertainment center that accommodated. Right. But they've reinvented these now. The new designs are really, really great and functional. Full bedroom suites, accent pieces, whatever you need. We bought our recliner there, and we only paid 8.25%. Do we have a special deal? No, everybody pays 8.25% because it's just beyond the Montgomery Taxing District.
Yep.
So, shop wiser, buy Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Please tell Stella and her team you heard about them on News Talk.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. All right, Highway 231, known as the Wetumpka Highway at Rifle Range Road. We had an accident there. They've cleared that and got traffic moving. Also, on I-85 southbound at Mount Meigs, we've got an accident there now that is backing up traffic on 85 southbound into Montgomery. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, the Boulevard, busy all the way around the city. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. And we've got an accident at McQueen Smith at Cobbs Ford Road up in Prattville. Use caution wherever you are this afternoon. Hey, we're going to keep you informed. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Lou Choir's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Lou Choir. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylouchoir.com today. That's acbylouchoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License number 84417.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
It's back. Auto Save Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. Auto Save Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Auto Save Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
No single artist embodies the spirit of Valentine's Day like Gordon Lightfoot.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. And now Gordon Lightfoot takes the melody from the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and passionately embraces your favorite love songs in his new album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Valentine's Day.
Dear, far, wherever you are, I know that my heart will go on.
Yes. Canada's most intimate singer, Gordon Lightfoot, will put you in the mood for love with this Elvis Presley classic.
Take my heart, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Turn up the passion and turn down the lights with Gordon Lightfoot's rendition of this Marvin Gaye favorite.
'Cause when I get this feeling, I need sexual healing.
Gordon Lightfoot will tug at your heartstrings and pierce your eardrums with Whitney Houston's most famous love song.
And I will always love you.
It's cheaper than a dozen roses, and you'll want to keep it around almost as long. It's Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Valentine's Day.
It is 425 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I was out of the room. And that Paul Harvey thing played, but that was not Valentine's Day related?
I think it was Valentine's.
I think I had the wrong one. By the way, it's Friday. We do take requests at 272-9228. And we're going to get into love songs. Can you or can you not tolerate them? And we've got a Facebook thread going on that all day. I want to hear this now.
Okay.
Or I will be insatiably curious.
Americans, this is Paul Harvey, and this is Pot. I am a salesman. Never in my life have I been so impressed with a product. You need nothing more than you need good pot. Well, I'm not alone in that opinion. Pat Berger of Maryville, Tennessee says, I must be in heaven. I have had pot and hash. It worked like a miracle. And best of all, it lasts for hours. If only as a psychological palliative for the family. P.S. Mr. Harvey, I owe you $70. You're welcome. Just glad we can be of help. And comfort and relax and reassure and renew you. Try it for a month. Send it back should you be disappointed. I know nobody who ever was. Wow. Oh, yes. Good day.
But that made no mention of Valentine's Day, did it?
No.
Nope.
You know, these Paul Harvey things were edited by a big Paul Harvey fan. These were labors of love.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I love Paul Harvey, man.
That was appointment following Don Markwell in the morning after on the old WACV on AM. I never missed it. God, that's hard to believe. That was like 15 years ago.
But, you know, it kind of always reminded me his rest of the stories, just like the John Lee Paint sign.
Yeah.
Things like that. This,
they were great.
Right. They're meaningful. They're meaningful, and I always love that.
One of my favorite layman stories, in fact, I used to tell it to the point where people would joke about it, was when I was new in the business on the air for ABC FM in Chicago, ABC Network was on the same floor next door to us. And famous people came and went from there all the time. My first, you know, when you're going to start out interviewing a celebrity and your first one is Howard Cosell.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Mr. Cosell, what do you think about our crappy Cubs? Well, I don't think it's appropriate to call them crappy. I had a newsman named Ron Hiller, who's a former Marine. He looked just like Sergeant Carter from Gomer Pyle.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes rushing in. Howard Cosell is next door. He's here for the college all-star football game. You want to get him on? I said, do you think he would? We were a big FM, but still, that's not exactly his wheelhouse, and he's Howard Cosell. Why would he? But he did take the time because we were an affiliate. So he comes in, and Cosell was a drinker, and Cosell also wore a toupee.
Toupee or no toupee today?
No toupee, but the glue marks were still on top of his
skull. Oh, you've got to be kidding me, Greg.
There's two people that two celebrities I saw that way. One was Cosell. And admit, I had no idea what I was doing with him. I was nervous as hell.
Yes, I'd be.
I was having enough time being not nervous by myself than to have him. You know, at that time, he was one of America's biggest names.
That's right. ABC Sports.
So all you millennials who are saying, who the hell is that? No. I'm trying to learn you something here.
That one.
So then when I was talking about the... I was doing an AM news show in West Palm Beach in 1995, and one day the door opens and in walks Charlton Heston.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, God himself.
Yeah.
And he is wearing a double-breasted, I would guess the actual retail value, on just the jacket was about $2,000 in 1995.
Wow.
He's wearing a, not very comfortable for Florida, really, at any time of the year, a white cashmere turtleneck sweater.
Ooh, man.
And just looked like $1 million. Could not have been more gracious. Once again, you know, that was kind of a new time for me, you know, doing news talk and having guests. That was not a fart, by the way. That was Eddie tearing
Boy, hey, you might want to go check yourself.
Paper towel.
That was a coffee cup on the counter.
And he had written a book, and on this royal blue double-breasted blazer he had on the shoulders were all these big white flakes. I'm not talking like somebody missed with the salt shaker and hit him on the shoulder. It looked like it had snowed before he came
gosh.
In. And I kind of felt bad, but he was, I mean, of all the famous people I've had the privilege of interviewing, that put him in the top 10. As I always measure it from, okay, what's this person's status?
Right.
Relative to how gracious and humble they are. So if you look, if you evaluate those moments, I've always wanted to write a book called First Impressions, because I've got enough experience with famous people to say, here's what.
Oh, yeah.
I got from that 15, 20, 30 minutes. Dick Clark, you name it. And I only, the only person I would really say anything negative about, I mean, yeah, it's gossipy to talk about Charlton Heston. Either that or it was like Godzilla-sized dandruff. I don't know. The only person that really, that really I did not care for, and I don't think they liked me either, one was Elliot Gould, who by the time he came to visit us in Miami was washed up.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing leads in movies, and he didn't want to be there. He was in town to do some play at the Coconut Grove Playhouse. So he was pissed off. He's got to be on a freaking FM Miami station, and he's not hosting SNL anymore.
Yep.
Because he was one of the first.
Yes, he was.
First season. Hosted it, I think, 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
The other was Bobcat Goldthwait. And he, there's no, I had no understanding. He was just a 24-carat.
Rectum.
I never got that guy. I remember him a couple movies like Police Academy and things like that. But whenever he would do his stand-up, I never could understand him. It didn't get that funny to me.
He was like Chris Rock and other comics that have to squawk like a parrot to make their jokes. And that wears on you after a while.
Yes. Now, did you ever meet Burt Reynolds?
Yes, I had lunch with Burt Reynolds.
I went on a listing call the other day here in Montgomery, and the guy used to be Burt's good friend.
Really?
And he showed me, and I feel bad. I've got to go back because I was so starstruck by all the Burt Reynolds memorabilia and his stories. I forgot to tell him I can sell his house. I was just starstruck. I mean,
you want me to dump that?
Just being honest. I mean, the guy, he was just telling the great Burt Reynolds stories that how he met him and they were neighbors and things. And I've always idolized Burt Reynolds since the Trans Am days and, of course, Deliverance, which was a great movie. Burt Reynolds, he was the man when I was growing up. But,
It was the mid-'80s, I think, 85 or 86. We had some kind of a promotion. There was a Intracoastal Waterway place that used to be, it was a big pickup joint. I personally never went there to pick up women.
B.S. That smile that Rosie has.
No, really, I don't recall ever leaving there with anybody. So the winner got to have lunch with me and Burt Reynolds. Now, who do you think they were more excited to meet?
You.
Oh, of course.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, you were a stunt double, weren't you?
Got that right.
You know,
you could have been.
It's a stunt stash.
It is so funny. There are a lot of people in this town, and they're very young, which surprises me. And I like I'll go like at the MAPCO on Atlanta Highway. This happened fairly recently. I had to go to the inside to get something, and you all remind me of somebody. Who is it? Burt Reynolds? That's it. Well, he's dead.
And you're
well,
he's not.
Never looked better.
I felt sorry for him too because I don't think he wanted to be there. It was a hot day, humid, and we're outside at a table with an umbrella over it, and he really, really did not look like he wanted to be there. So I didn't stay too long myself. He didn't say much.
Yeah. This person had told me that they knew Burt real well, and. I guess when him and Lonnie Anderson split up, that was a big thing then. And,
yes, it was. He had a dinner theater right up the road from us in Miami.
I thought I remember you
Jupiter,
saying that.
Florida, I think it was. Yeah, the Burt Reynolds Dinner Theater.
Yeah, but he said that, you know, that was a big effect on his life. And I hate it for anybody like that, but I just idolized Burt Reynolds when I was a kid.
He was the king of cool. Are you kidding?
That's what I mean, man. He was just a stud.
Just like me.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. You look good today, man.
Get that tan going.
Happy
on.
Birthday, Seth.
Oh, thank you.
We'll have to take a look at this thread we've had going on love songs that we can or can't tolerate. We'll go around the room on some of those, maybe play a few bits and pieces. John Lee paints on Coliseum Boulevard. Ask Mr. Bader here about the quality of the paint they sell there and the difference it can make in the look inside your home. It is a deep, rich finish. When you take Richard's paint and use that, and put it on. I mean, you don't want to go out and buy a cheap paint just to compare, but please take my word for it, having used cheap paint in the past. And it goes on even better if you ask the staff, what kind of roller should I use? What kind of brushes? Here's the surface I'm painting. Ask those questions because those two will help achieve a better result. For your exterior needs at John Lee Paints, they have Solar Proof. That's their own brand. And it's designed to withstand the development of mildew and the rigors of just being applied to a surface and then being outside in the sun and the rain and all the elements that Alabama can throw at it.
Oof, yeah.
Inside, the whole staff at John Lee, this is what they do. It's painting, interiors, stains, you name it, they've got it. And they can give you the best advice in town. They also are the home for the official color charts for Montgomery's historic districts. At 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, John Lee Paints. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner. You heard about him here. It's 4:36. We're going to check traffic. We do have we played all the requests? Do we have anything pending?
I don't have anything pending.
All right. I'm going to go visit the Thinking Stoop.
Okay.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We had a pretty bad crash right around Mount Meigs. It's causing a backup through the Mount Meigs area and just before Chantilly Parkway. Got congestion, Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway outbound. The Boulevard very busy. Northeast Boulevard over to Wetumpka Highway. East South Boulevard, Troy Highway all the way down to Baptist. Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge very busy this afternoon. And I-85 and 65 doing moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. We had an accident McQueen Smith Road at Cobbs Ford Road. That one should be out of the way, but use caution just in case there. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Lou Choir's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Lou Choir. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylouchoir.com today. That's acbylouchoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License number 84417.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
Hello, this is Yasmin Holston with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The search continues for a possible downed plane in Pike Road near Meriwether Road. There was an active search after the FAA reported a distress call from a small plane in the area last night. The search was suspended and resumed this morning by helicopter and on foot. Governor Kay Ivey signed an executive order today to form the study group of gambling policy. The study group will gather detailed information to allow the governor, the legislature, and the citizens to make an informed decision on gaming expansion in Alabama. Former Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange is the chairman of the group. Prattville police are searching for the identity and location of two suspects wanted for a theft. They attempted to steal over $2,000 worth of merchandise from Belk in Prattville Monday. The suspects were last seen driving away in a black Hyundai Sonata. If you have any information on the suspects, call 215-STOP. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're headed to a freeze tonight, or a little bit below freezing, but the overnight low temperature right around 30, mostly clear skies. The winds die down. Then for tomorrow, nice recovery after that cold start with a high temperature up to about 61, a dry day. And then mid-60s look good for Sunday with maybe some spotty showers somewhere in the area Sunday afternoon and Sunday evening. A little bit better chance of scattered showers on Monday. Monday, we're in the low 70s. I think we'll be in the mid-70s by Tuesday with more rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Malone, with a much smaller bank account. You look to me like a high school detention desk. Whenever I see your doodle face my way, I'm here to tell you your face looks like a bathroom stall. So best of luck at
your... I understand a lot of people love James Taylor. There's no denying his talent either. I just hated playing him on the radio.
Ain't it good to know that you got a friend?
Well, you do have a friend, Greg. You have a friend in me.
I have a friend in Eddie. And Seth and Rosie.
Yes.
I have friends.
You look good today, man.
You have lots of friends.
You sound even better.
When you say that, it sounds like it's coming off one of my sound effect cues. People think he must play that for himself just to feel better.
No, we got our own board over here. We got buttons to hit.
Oh, I didn't realize that you had special access.
But of course.
Look, in fact, I never met James Taylor, but I was in rehab with his brother,
ooh,
Alec, who was a blues guy.
Really, Alex was a rehab guy, too.
He was, well, yeah. But we happened to be in a place. I was in for a recharge. It wasn't a preliminary or first treatment for either one of us. He was getting prepped for stomach surgery, and they had to clean him out.
Yeah.
And then I was there because I had shoulder surgery, and I was on some really heavy-duty stuff for that, and I was having a tough time. And it was so painful, the way they used to do rotator cuff procedures. Yeah. I still got a zipper scar.
Is that right?
On my right shoulder, yeah.
Because now it's just like a little scope thing, I think they stick in there.
So Alec, for him to be ready for the stomach procedure, he had to drink a gallon of that Go Lightly.
Ooh.
And he always left it on the kitchen table. And I'll never forget what they were just kind of sitting in there. And he picks up the gallon and says, if this was vodka, I could knock this off in 1 minute. And that was honest, and that was funny.
Yeah.
He had the surgery, went okay, and then it was a couple of years later, there's a placebo called Antabuse. And I would never recommend it as a means of staying sober. But Antabuse just sits in your system, benign,
mm-hmm,
unless you put alcohol in. And then it can kill you, and it did him.
Is that right?
In the Orlando airport. He went to an airport bar for a drink. He had Anabuse in his body. And it makes you feel like you're going to die. Your heart's going to explode. Your blood pressure goes crazy. You turn beet red. They showed us films of people who had, you know, I don't think they were experimenting. They just, that was part of it. And we had the option of using that. And
one drink and you were going to get that effect?
An ounce of alcohol and you were risking your life.
Wow.
Holy cow.
I'm kind of surprised something like that is legal. And knowing how difficult it is to stay sober.
Yeah.
When you're not drinking because you have a thing in your system that's going to possibly kill you if you mix it with alcohol, that's not sobriety.
Right. That's...
It is not sobriety. You're not happy, joyous, and free. You are a prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
And... That goes to the power of drinking because so many people have, well, it's just not going to happen to me. I'm going to have to drink anyway. And then,
I couldn't imagine.
It almost always requires a trip to the ER so they can stabilize the person, but it can kill you. And they tell you that, too. I mean, I'm trying to, what's all the phone activity about that nobody wants to talk to us?
No. Somebody wanted Delcon Tomlinson's number, so I gave it to him.
819-4810. Delcon Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
But I can say this without any disclaimer. They are amazing women. They really are. It's not just the ready answers to questions involving divorce, any type of family type of law, wills, and so forth. And some of the more passionate endorsements I've heard from people have been from women they've represented, but they specialize in representing men. And it's you got to have somebody that can go in and take care of business and negotiating a livable arrangement. That's job one. But it's great to know that you have the feeling they've got my back.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't about getting paid a fee or just doing a job. This is very personal to them. I've seen that and I've heard that said back to me by people that they have represented. They have, for those who may be lingering in a situation, maybe living apart or you've been separated for years and you just want to legally end the marriage, they have a $7.99 fee for uncontested divorces through the end of the month. The Delcon Tomlinson, 819-4810.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I heard that, but I thought it was worth repeating.
Wow.
$4.49.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
This report.
Stocks finishing mixed for the day, but ending the week with gains, with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching new record highs as investors monitor news about the coronavirus while digesting mostly upbeat corporate earnings results. The Dow falling 25 points, the NASDAQ up 19, S&P 500 up 6. And a big gainer today on Wall Street, Expedia, rising more than 11% after the online travel giant projected cost savings and growth for the year. Late last year, Expedia announced a leadership shakeup with executive chair and media mobile Vogel Barry Diller overseeing things until a permanent replacement is found. And Victoria's Secret could have a new owner. According to media reports, its current owner, L Brands, is talking to private equity firm Sycamore Partners about selling the brand. Its CEO, Les Wexner, is also in talks to step down as part of the deal. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Three Barsky, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Never know the right words to say to your sweetheart on Valentine's Day? Well, someone does, and that someone is Siri.
I love you, Sugar Bear.
Today, have Siri send a message from the heart.
Debbie, I love you more than you know. I love your heart, your soul, your smile, and you have a pretty good rack, too.
You don't need flowers or candy. You have Siri.
Christina, happy Valentine's Day. I know you haven't lost all the baby weight, but that just means more cushion for the pushing.
Cupid's got nothing on Siri.
Mike, for Valentine's Day, I got you a backstage pass to the big show tonight.
Aw, how romantic.
You heard me right. You have the first and only backstage pass to this show.
That's so sweet.
The first backstage pass ever.
Yeah, all right, we get it. Nothing is more personal on Valentine's Day than a message from a voice-activated language user interface. This holiday, say I love you with Siri.
Happy Valentine's Day. Love Siri. XOXO.
Want to thank everybody that stopped by the post on my Facebook page to share their sympathies and thoughts with Rich Thomas at Bailey's passing today. And I encourage you, those few words mean so much at a time like this. I did see something that made me smile. From Mrs. Ritterbuttle. It says, and just like Rich is Uncle Weather to Janelle, which is true, Greg was basically Uncle Grilled Chicken to Bailey. The morning show included Bailey in the title because she was the embodiment of the show.
Yes, she was.
She was the show's sunshine every single day. And that's going to be the tough part.
Mm-hmm.
As I said in the post, there's no way to quantify that loss. There just isn't. It's a big, gaping vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to hit us at strange times. It already has me. I came in the studio this afternoon. Her water bowls are over there.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Yep.
Yeah.
The little red cooler. Every Sunday. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday. Without fail. Except for any Sunday I wasn't here in Montgomery. The first thing, first order of business was to have that chicken cooler packed. So when Monday morning came, Bailey had five big fat tenders.
Ready to go.
To go for the week. And I just love doing that. And it's all of that stuff. That's what goes through your head. And you know, as I've said 1,000 times, I'll never call this work. But there are times, like in any job, where you can get frustrated because equipment doesn't work. In other situations. But you couldn't stay too mad for too long because Bailey was there with those
wagging
beautiful
her tail.
Eyes. She had every color in the rainbow in that amazing coat of hers, and she was so silky,
mm-hmm.
and those dazzling eyes.
Yeah.
And she was very much, I mean, since Rich joined us almost 4 years ago. So this is going to take some getting used to and some grieving. And in fact, Rich he's been so grateful that he had 6 weeks. She was basically
right
normal. She still had the condition
mm-hmm.
that took her life today, but 6 weeks where she was just like her old self, and that was an incredible gift. And that's where his focus has been, and I'm so proud of him. We're going to do some infusion tomorrow, do a lot of things, try and move on. The Millbrook Parade, I'm doing that with Mr. Spotlow here.
And Miss Rose.
And Miss Rose. And we'll be throwing candy out the window. That's so much fun, because I took my stepson with me on those when he was a little guy. Now he towers over me, but those are great times.
I cannot wait. She's going to love it so much. It's just going to fill your heart up. It really is.
It's probably going to make me cry, because it's going to remind me of Janelle, who is going to turn 30 on me next month. How dare she? 30 years old. Goose.
You're a lying dog-faced pony.
I am not.
You couldn't have a better daughter, Greg. You know that. You're incredibly proud of your daughter. And,
yeah, she just marked her first anniversary at the zoo. And, your first year, you are on what they call probation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I was a little nervous waiting for that anniversary to come and go, just to be sure, because he still works there. But she's done a great job of keeping that
good
out of her field of vision. It's got to be tough.
Especially when you have access.
The person betrayed you is...
You got access to lions.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. It'd be tough for me.
No, I actually was going to give access to Nick the Trunk. Hey, Nick.
Hey, I would take the lion.
Yeah. Yeah, they clean up the mess afterwards.
That's right.
So... And to her everlasting credit, I'm so proud of her that she was able to secure all of that in the midst of this betrayal and heartbreak. So that was good. And she just found out about Bailey. There's a piece of art on Rich's wall in the Weather Center, Bailey the Wonder Dog. And mm-hmm. she created that. You ought to take a look at it. I don't know if the door
is. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And Rich is my brother from another mother in so many mm-hmm. ways. Because we're very similarly wired emotionally, we choke up at the same stuff.
Yep. Very easily, too.
Going back to events in the timeline or family memories and stuff, we're just mush bags.
No, that's okay. It's a good thing, man.
Speaking of mush bags, I love the post that you made of that dog that got rescued from the rescue shelter, had his new owner. And the dog is just looking up at his new owner.
Oh, God.
So
adoring.
Sweet.
You don't need to say anything with a post like that. I know.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
I also love this cute little, I don't know what kind of a dog it is, but he left a nice heart-shaped turd on the bathroom.
Yeah, you like that.
Huh? Made me think of you, Eddie.
Well, somebody sent it to me, so I thought they thought the same thing.
Oh, we have promised somebody we'd play the Ace is the Place for Valentine's Day. All right,
that's right.
We'll do that next hour. Rich and I are going to hit infusion tomorrow. That's always good for a boost, especially if you feel like you've been putting in too many hours at the job, whatever it is. They can recharge you with cryotherapy, with IV vitamin therapy, with the Juve Light therapy. I've done it all, and it all works. If you're interested, call them at 296-1662. Better yet, visit infusioncryoandlaser.com. And browse all of the state-of-the-art 21st century treatments they offer there, because there's something there that will make your life better at Infusion. Open tomorrow from 9 to noon, by the way.
Good afternoon. This is